it's a pretty interesting consideration, because there is, of course, you know, never an easy answer, in the sense that who we are and how our body is a big part of our identity. And if we like it or not, for most of us, we grow up wanting to look good so that we have the kind of, you know, relationship, sex, appreciation of other people, self-appreciation, you know, through our body. And that is a pretty big aspect of being a woman in a certain way. And when I'm saying like it or not, there's, of course, whole discussions around this is just the male gaze, and if women were left all to their own devices, they wouldn't do any of those things, which I doubt very much. Right, I doubt very much, because most women actually don't get dressed for men, because most men have no clue what you're wearing at all, right? Most women get dressed for other women and also for ourselves. So I don't think it's as clear cut as, oh, well, if there weren't any men involved, we all wouldn't have these considerations. I think there's a very deep innate connection between who we are as women and wanting to be seen, right? And ideally wanting to be seen as something pleasing. And why something pleasing? Not only because of relationship and sex, but also because beauty, right? Let's say adornments and, you know, I mean, look at her here, right? With the little bit of glitter and the different outfits and the you know, the necklaces, that's native to us. Now, what is beautiful changes based on, let's say, fashion, moods, where you live, right? If you live somewhere where it's very hard to get a lot of food, the heavier you are, the more excited people are about that, because it means that you're well nourished. And, you know, like, there's all these kind of things. Look at women's paintings of the Renaissance, right? You know, that was a totally different adoration of body type. So, and then you look at Twiggy, right, or whatever. Right? So there is an outside influence, but that outside influence isn't just the patriarchy to, you know, give it a cover of something. It's how we all relate to these things. And I don't think that can be helped, because that's always been the case. And it's even the case when you look at some of the animal kingdom, right, that looks play a big role in attracting a mate, right? In the animal kingdom, it goes the other way, that the boys look all dapper and shiny and have the gorgeous feathers or whatever and do the dance, and the better the dance. And in birds, it's amazing when you see it, right? So that kind of mate selection based on looks and based on fertility and based on the, you know, the best plume, and all of that is real. So we can't disavow ourselves of it. But what we can do is, you know, as a kind of an act of rebellion or freedom or whatever, is determine for ourselves where that sits, not necessarily only determined by the current fad or current mode or whatever, but also by knowing ourselves and knowing what's necessary and what isn't necessary, and what's needed and what isn't needed. And that's a tough place to be, because as you get older and you look in the mirror, it's a little bit like, who the fuck is that? And what just happened, right? I mean, I don't know if you've ever had that. I certainly have, right? You know, you're like, what? Yeah, I mean, because you don't feel it internally at all, and if you're healthy in your body, which not everybody is at all times, you kind of have this idea of how you're moving and how you're, you know, all of that. I think we've all been there at some point, right? This is why it's never a good idea to film yourself having sex either, by the way. Unless you are a pro with several camera angles, it probably doesn't look So anyway. So obviously, once you have children, once you age and you have children, you breastfeed and you do all of those things, they are not going to look like they used to look. And that can be quite disturbing. You know, no ifs, whens, and buts. So if you happen to see lots of people of lots of different shapes in a kind of unstructured, easy way, like for instance, I used to go to the Korean spa in LA, and you know, everybody walks around naked, and people are naked for prolonged periods of time, and you see every kind of shape, every kind of age, every kind of woman, and there's something hugely relieving around it because it is all very beautiful. And you stop having that, well, this doesn't look good, or oh God, look at those rolls, or whatever, right? It's just like bodies doing what bodies do. But most of us don't get to do that often, and then you don't see yourself in the context of your bigger life, you just see yourself in the context of your past. And that's not to say that you shouldn't strive to be the fittest and healthiest and feel really good and vibrant and healthy in your body. And it's not to say that you shouldn't have surgery, right? I'm not saying that at all, because I know some women who have had, you know, breast reduction surgery or lifts or something, and they said it completely changed their life because they it was so disturbing to them to feel that part of their body so incongruent. So there's nothing wrong with that. If you feel incongruent and if you feel that this is something you that would really enhance your experience of your vitality in your body, no problem at all, right? There's some caveats that are on the health front, which we can talk about, right? But just from a should you do it or shouldn't you do it, yeah, well, that's up to you, right? But considerations around that is, will it fix the thing that you think it will fix? It needs to fix, right? And that's the question to have. Will it fix the thing you think it will fix? Or when it's done, there's something else there that is still there, right? If that's the case, I would probably look at the other thing before you do the thing, right? So that you could actually be happy with it or know it's not the thing to do, right? So that's the one thing. The other thing is, in this Korean spa, I would, on occasion, this was LA, right? You would see these women who were like in their 70s and 80s, and they had the bodies of 70-year-olds, but the breasts of 20-year-olds. And so you'd see this old woman, you know, old, we're not talking, you know, middle-aged, we're talking old woman, step into the mugwort baths, and everything was 75, except this perfect pair of tits, right? And maybe a little bit of, like something like this, and so like, But the rest was the age, you know, and so then there's another incongruence, right? So that those are just some of the things to consider. Is you'll have incongruence now, you will have incongruence later, so to speak, right? At some point, it's incongruent. How, let's say, from the other side of 50, and I can tell you that. I don't know exactly how to say this. That there's things I would have wanted to do in my 30s and 40s that I didn't do. And then there's other things I did do in my 30s and 40s that I could have really not have done and it would have been fine, right? So you have to kind of look at the long-term thing. Is that thing that you think will be achieved worth going through all the stuff that takes, right? Or in your 50s, you go, well, that was unnecessary. So that's just the thing, because shit definitely goes down when you're in your 50s. Literally goes down, you know, south. And it's not just the breasts. It's true. You don't, you don't ever think it will happen to you. Yes, which I didn't, right? So, but you don't ever think it's true. I used to be such a little shit in my 30s. I'm like, I'll age gracefully. I don't know what's wrong with these women. You know, I mean, that's just so undignified. How bad could it be to age? Bad. Bad. Right? Yeah, I know, right? Bad. So, but I'm saying all of this to say there are bigger considerations, and it's not a wrong consideration to have. I think it's a good consideration to have. And maybe now is the time, because you'll have another 15 years of swinging the girls around in your vital body and, you know, getting fit and whatever. But I think it's a matter of doing it all, right? And not just like doing the breasts, but then doing the being happy and working out and lifting the weights and eating the protein and gargling with the whatever and, you know. You know, and kind of take a holistic approach. The same things happen with hair color, right? I mean, there's so much pressure on women to go gray. In you know, it's like I don't even know how to say it. It's so fucked up, right? You color your hair, somebody is upset about it. You don't color your hair, somebody's upset about it, right? No, it's never right. It's like, why are you not letting going gray? Well, why are you gray? You know, you look washed out. It's like, can't they leave it well enough alone? No, because we're tribal creatures, and all of this is the game of being related in some way. And so, you do have to find your own way, because otherwise, it's torture.